And here we have our next two contestants, Lauren Fulton and Whitney Reynolds. Whitney, I love your hobby, making nerdy cocktails.
I do indeed make nerdy cocktails.
Okay, we need some examples. What do you
have? I had when Avengers came out, I made a Dr. Banner, which was Old Tom Gin and Ice Sleepy Time Tea. And then, of course, there is the Incredible Hulk, which was jalapeno-infused tequila, cilantro-infused sugar syrup, and lime juice with a little leaf of purple basil on top.
Oh, that is beautiful. Lauren, you love movies to the extent that you are getting married soon and you're having a theme for your wedding?
Yes, it's old Hollywood.
Gorgeous. What's your cocktail?
Whatever makes you happiest.
Ask me later.
Yeah, Whitney's going to tell you. She's working on it as we speak. Jonathan, what is our next game?
Well, this game is titled Minimum Sentence. We're going to explore famous people whose names form a complete sentence because their last name sounds like a verb. So, Mary, will you give us an example of that?
Sure. If he's not careful with where he points his signature cigar, this is what the old vaudeville comic might do to his wife, Gracie. And the answer would be George Burns.
Right. That's a it's a sentence and also a terrible, terrible image.
I like it when our examples are super dark.
Yeah. Say goodnight, Gracie. So, contestants, remember, every answer will be a famous name that sounds like a complete sentence. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Instead of taking the bus, this is what a civil rights icon does with her car when she reaches her destination. Whitney.
Rosa Parks.
That's right, Rosa Parks. This is what one of the members of Fleetwood Mac does if she shaves her legs with reckless abandon. Lauren.
Stevie Nicks.
You got it. The Half Windsor, The Four in Hand, and The Pratt are three examples of what the actor who portrayed Deputy Barney Fife does to neckties. Whitney.
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts, you got it. This is what the swimmer who won 7 gold medals at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich does when he's finished savoring the Chardonnay at a wine tasting. Lauren.
Mark Spitz.
That's right, Mark Spitz. Otherwise, Mark gets drunk.
He drinks and swims like a fish. Is that what you're trying to say?
This is what Prince Charles's wife does with the gals on league nights down at the local alley. Whitney.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yes, she does. This gravelly voice singer and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does this by the mailbox in expectation of his royalty checks. Whitney.
Tom Waits.
That's right. Okay, this is your last clue. This is what the singer of Oops, I Did It Again does to vegetables and cubed meat when making shish kebabs. Whitney.
Britney Spears.
That's right, Britney Spears.
That was a close game, but Whitney has finished first.
Congratulations, Whitney. Lauren, thank you so much. Whitney, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.